There was a lot of clamor in the Capitol as they were gearing up yesterday. A new speaker was being elected, and John Boehner was rushing onto the House floor to preside one last time.
I got to open the House.
I know.
And so Boehner set in motion the end of a 25-year congressional career, 4.5 years of them as speaker. Most mornings for those years, Boehner ate his breakfast at Pete's Diner, just 2 blocks from the Capitol. House Republicans put together a farewell video for Boehner this week. Pete's manager, Gum Dong, was in it.
John is a good friend of Pete's Diner. We never even call him Mr. Speaker. We always go, John, what do you want? You know, I started working here 15 years ago, but I know John been coming here way before then.
It all started for Boehner back in 1991, before the contract with America, before impeachment, before Bill Clinton.
It's easy for those on the outside, and unfortunately, some on the inside, to engage in the latest national pastime of Congress bashing. We today, as freshman members, do not wish to become part of that fad. Rather, we freshman members of Congress want to be a force of change, the drivers of reform.
Well, somewhere along the way, the freshmen became the old guard. Now, in 2015, Boehner was forced from his own speaker seat with his successor, Paul Ryan, pledging, that's right, reform.
This begins a new day in the House of Representatives. John Boehner served with humility and distinction, and we owe him a debt of gratitude. But tomorrow, we are turning the page. We are not going to have a House that looked like it looked the last few years. We are going to move forward.
Boehner's the affable guy who cries whenever he talks about children or education or his family or his career. But if you feel badly for him for losing the speaker's gavel, don't. Boehner himself was involved in a plot to take down Speaker Newt Gingrich in 1997. Now, Boehner's always sworn he wasn't really involved, just gathering information from the real plotters. But he also lost his own leadership spot a year later, and he had to fight his way back. I started covering Boehner closely in about 2006 when he was House Majority Leader. Now, back then, smoking was still allowed in the Speaker's lobby just off the House floor. And Boehner, the chain smoker, would come out and hang between most votes. He would stand there and puff away and hold court with reporters. So for the price of getting the cigarette smoke dry cleaned out of your suit, you got great information. I'll never forget the first sit-down I had with him right around that time. Boehner behind his desk, me sidled up on the corner of it with my microphone, his ashtray smoldering right under my microphone. Really, it's nuts that John Boehner still smokes that much in 2015. Who knows, but I think he does it because it puts him back in Ohio in his father's bar, where he grew up sweeping floors and talking to customers. An old congressman from tobacco country in North Carolina named Howard Coble once proudly told me, "I've never seen anybody enjoy a cigarette like John Boehner," he said. "He inhales that smoke down to his toenails."
My, oh my, what a wonderful day. I used to sing that on my way to work in the morning.
That's how John Boehner stepped to the mics just about a month ago, announcing he was stepping down. He just finished up a wildly successful papal visit, years in the making. And from that little song, you wouldn't know it, but at the same time, conservatives were claiming the prize of the speaker's head that they'd wanted. But he loved the Happy Warrior Act. Congress has been a mess the last few years, and Boehner tended to resort to his playbook as the confrontations with Harry Reid or conservatives or Barack Obama played out. Cautious optimism, then skepticism, then outraged defiance at the Democrats squeezing him up against the hard right. Boehner always had an appreciation for the dance, and he wasn't afraid to let you in on it. Last February, conservatives were going to the mat to defund Obamacare, using a Homeland Security funding bill to do it, and Boehner had to pretend that he'd go to the mat with them. And it led to this little exchange I had with him, and this one went viral.
With respect, Mr. Speaker, that your answers about what you're going to do are the same as yesterday. Mitch McConnell has said exactly what he's going to do. You know exactly what you're going to get. It's going to be a clean DHS funding bill. Are you going to put it on the floor? Are you going to kill it? Are you going to let him vote on it? Have you even had this discussion?
Well, when we make decisions, I'll let you know.
Boehner had his traditional real kiss for Nancy Pelosi on the dais yesterday as he relinquished power. I asked her if she and Boehner, both speakers of the House, ever commiserated about the trials of the job. She said they didn't because they were both just so darn positive. And Boehner was a lot briefer in leaving than Pelosi was in hanging around.
I leave with no regrets, no burdens. If anything, I leave the way I started. I'm just a regular guy, humbled by the chance to do a big job. That's what I'm most proud of. I'm still just me. The same guy who came here 25 years ago as a small businessman and spent all these 25 years trying to just be me.
And with that, John Boehner waved his box of crying tissues at the House and got a laugh and retreated to the back of the chamber, a backbencher one last time. He got praise from Pelosi and then Ryan until he finally gave Ryan the hand across the neck, cut it sign. No more, he was saying, and he disappeared into the cloakroom.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.